Welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha. Sweet Calby Calvin has actually got a couple of days off.
I want to know where I can get some of those.
Some of a couple of days off?
Yeah, someday.
he's been working a long stretch. So,
oh, yeah, he deserves it.
He does deserve it. He will be back next week. So yes. Greg is filling in on the board. You can always join us. We'd love to hear from you if you call or text at 844-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. You can always leave a comment on the live stream if you're joining us on Facebook, YouTube, and or Twitter. Busy, busy show. It's Thursday. That means that Dr. Kristen Lierley will be here at 11:06 for our public service announcement. And then we're going to talk sports with the Acme Packing Company sports guru, Paul Noonan. We're going to start off, though. I want to give you a little heads up traffic-wise. Depending upon where you are in the state, I know here in southern Wisconsin, we're getting a lot of rain, and that is apparently causing some problems on the roadways. 43 northbound is completely closed from Wisconsin 32 to Wisconsin 33 because of a crash. Again, if you're in that area, northbound 43 completely shut down from Wisconsin 32 to Wisconsin Highway 33 because of a crash. That's just the northbound lanes. Earlier this morning, it was both north and southbound. So at least you have that option. And there are a number of other accidents scattered around the state. Brookfield, Wisconsin, around Oak Creek. We have a couple in the Madison area and Janesville as well. So if you're going to be out on the roadways, just be a little cautious today as the rain continues. We really do need the rain, though, Greg Bach.
Absolutely, we do.
This is a good thing. I know not the entire state is getting what we're getting right now, but at least it should help for some of the fire warnings and some of the fire hazards here in southeastern Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Busy, busy show. Luann Bird is going to be joining us coming up at 10:33. She's a friend of the show. She had an opportunity to meet President Biden yesterday when he was in Milwaukee. So we're going to hear from Luann. She'll join us on the phone coming up at 10:33. Wanted to start out, though, with some new information about the person challenging Senator Tammy Baldwin for her seat, Eric Hovde. Big article in Rolling Stone magazine, and the headline's pretty great, Greg. It says, GOP Senate candidate took bold stance against the sale of alcohol, ... in Wisconsin.
Oh, man, I have a theme song for that. Sorry, that was our theme song. My mistake. I have another theme song for that. That is... Wow.
Yeah, apparently in 2017, when he was considering a different run for office, Eric Hovde said if it were up to him, alcohol would only be available to people who brew or distill it themselves.
Yeah.
Acknowledging it would be kind of tough to wind back the commercialization and sale of alcohol, Hovde went on to say, quote, yes, the horse is out of the barn, and it's going to be hard to be put back. That is for darn sure, especially in Wisconsin. Our brewing industry not only employs a whole bunch of people, but provides a whole bunch of revenue.
It's not only that, it's our, you know, it's what built this city and state and culture. And it's ingrained in us. And just to say something so flippant like, yeah, this is, you should only be able to drink it if you make it. Okay.
I mean, this was also kind of in a discussion that Eric Hovde was having about legalizing marijuana. This is, again, in 2017. I'm opposed to that because I think it's a gateway, but Hovde said, I am opposed to that as well. Here's where I am at it. I get the argument marijuana is less harmful than any other drug, including arguably alcohol, and that kids might try pot because it's illegal and then think, oh, I handled that so I can try something harder. So I get that argument from people who are pro-marijuana. The easier solution, according to Eric Hovde, would be to just decriminalize it. Don't make it a commercial enterprise. Hovde says, I'm a libertarian in most cases, not when it comes to drugs. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842 on the phone line. Our friend and colleague, the incomparable Maggie Dawn, is joining us. Good morning, Maggie. What's going on?
Oh, thank you for joy on my drive in on this dreary day, James, because Eric Hovde is a prohibitionist. Yeah, that worked out well. Does he even know what the word libertarian means? I mean,
you sound baffled.
Very rarely am I so apoplectic I'm rendered speechless, but this is like the galactic stupidity of this perspective is stunning. It's we don't help people. If you're worried about addiction or whatever it is, we don't help people by making it illegal. You know, how did the war on drugs go, Eric? The guy, I mean, there's no explaining such a blatantly stupid perspective.
I think he may have broken Maggie.
Nothing could break Maggie, Dawn. That's not possible. It's just interesting, Maggie. And I don't know that I mean, alcohol is very damaging. We've talked about this before. It really is. When you talk about the detrimental effects of alcohol versus marijuana, we've had this conversation before. Yep. And I do think that alcohol is it's not good for us. So I can agree with him on that, but to come out and say everybody should just build a still in their backyard seems not a good idea.
Again, ridiculously stupid. And my question to candidate Hovde is, why are you not in a frozen lake? Like, just go back to the lake, talk about the frozen lake, try to fake like you're from here. And my last question would be, dear candidate Hovde, what do you say to the Catholic Church and everyone else that celebrates communion? Does the church need to have its own winery at every church? Because I bet a bunch of Christians might get real ticked off about your new plan for prohibition.
It will be, again, this is from 2017, so I don't think that this is something, we'll see if this comes up. It will be interesting to see. But in this Rolling Stone article, they even talked to Scott Stenger, who represents the Tavern League of Wisconsin. And with Hovde's comments about alcohol, Stenger says you could probably make the same comment about Big Macs. I don't think that's a very informed look at the reality of the economy, whether it's Wisconsin or anywhere, like anything else, whether it's hamburgers or booze, there is a way it can be enjoyed responsibly. To deny it's not a part of our economy is just not looking at the facts.
I think we need a new satirical Apple ad that's like, get your hands off my beer and burgers, Hovde.
Greg and I were kicking around some ideas before the show started for some potential, yes, Oppo, completely real attack ads. Completely and totally.
Very real. You guys have a great show. Thanks for making me laugh my butt off on the drive. Oh, I appreciate you both.
Love you, Maggie. We'll see you in a little bit as she's coming out to the station.
Love you, too.
855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. On the live stream, we have PJ, who says, I'd rather grow a few tall plants in my backyard. You're probably not alone, PJ. Whether or not this is going to hurt Eric Hovde, I highly doubt it, unless he's going to continue touting this. But again, this is from 2017, so I don't think that this is... Considering it didn't seem to play very well the last time he wanted to run for office here. Hovde, of course, was born and raised in Wisconsin. He bought a mansion in California shortly after he decided against running for the Senate in 2018. There have been repeated questions about Hovde's ties to Southern California since he announced he was running last month. He also responded to criticism by posting a video of himself sitting in a frozen lake, as Maggie referred to, and inviting Senator Tammy Baldwin to join him, quote, let's really see who's from Wisconsin, unquote.
Don't forget the axe throwing.
Oh, yeah. That didn't take off as well as the frozen lake.
No, it didn't, because he didn't look as ridiculous. And I will say this, my favorite part of the entire article was how his spokesman, Mr. Volkel, I'm sorry if I'm pronouncing your name incorrectly.
Mr. V.
This was a response to the whole thing. Changes on tap this year, and Democrats will do anything they can to distract from the fact that Senator Baldwin's 25 years in Washington have been all foam and no beer. That's a quote I just read.
That's pretty good, actually. However, Tammy has actually done things for Wisconsin in the years that she's been in office.
It's beer after beer. It's a six-pack or 12. She's brought home like a keg.
Yeah, she's brought home a keg.
Yeah, it's...
easily. Wes from Middleton on the text line, Hovde what? He's a libertarian prohibitionist. Also, it's an open secret in Madison that Hovde used to smoke mad weed like almost everyone else in Dane County. What a hypocrite. That's an allegation, Wes. I don't know that to be true.
The way you said that.
Another texter from the 608 says, how the hell would we have gotten through COVID without booze and drugs?
Yeah. He used to smoke mad weed.
855-75-CIVIC if you would like to join the conversation. 855-752-4842. Before we go to break and we'll continue this conversation, we do have this totally real, completely authentic attack ad against Tammy Baldwin and how little she's accomplished. Take a listen.
What has Senator Tammy Baldwin done to Wisconsin? Let's take a look at her record. Last year, Senator Baldwin helped lower the cost of insulin for Wisconsin seniors. Shocking? Oh yes, a $35 cap on out-of-pocket costs for senior citizens on Medicare? And there's more. Tammy Baldwin brought home $200 million to fight for clean drinking water for everyone and is helping build actual bridges in Wisconsin by securing over $3 billion through the bipartisan infrastructure law. Is this what the people of Wisconsin want? A radical socialist, communist, Marxist, liberal, feminist in a caravan? A lawmaker doing actual work on your behalf? We know better. So vote for the California guy running against Senator Tammy Baldwin. She needs to stop getting things done for Wisconsin. You guys, this is actual good stuff. Did you? Whatever. Paid for by the We Got Nothing Else Super PAC. Also, Senator Baldwin has no idea who we are and does not endorse this message.
Yeah, that Super PAC, We Got Nothing Else Super PAC, is working on another Oppo ad. So I think we
oh,
have,
really? I didn't know that.
We have that to look forward
okay,
to.
Okay, good to know.
Well. If you want to chime in on this, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
And she starts crying. She takes a swing, man. She can't help. She don't mean no harm. She just don't know. What else to do about it? Jane goes to the store at 8. She walks up.
Some of my songs I have casually mentioned the fact that I like to drink beer. This little song is more to the point. Roll out the barrel and lend me your ears.
Good
I
morning.
Like beer.
Welcome to Matt Nair.
It makes me a jolly
hey, Matt Nair.
Good power.
And Greg Bach coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha across the Civic Media Network. You can always join us. You can call. You can text at 855-75-CIVIC, or leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and or Twitter. Still on this traffic reminder, I want to give you a heads up. If you are north of Milwaukee and around the, north of Germantown, northbound 43 is completely shut down from Wisconsin 32 to Wisconsin 33 because of a crash. That's northbound 43, Wisconsin 32 to Wisconsin 33 because of a crash. So just be aware of that. Don't want you to get stuck in that. And there are a number of other accidents scattered around the state, now primarily around the Madison area and Sun Prairie. So be careful with the rain coming down if you are out on the roads. Been talking about this article that appeared in Rolling Stone magazine talking about Eric Hovde, who is going to be running against Senator Tammy Baldwin in November. And at that point in 2017, he talked about how maybe we should stop selling alcohol and people should only be allowed to drink alcohol if they produce it themselves. So wondering if we're all going to be setting up our own stills anytime soon. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Charles from Green Bay has been very patient. Good morning, Charles. Thank you for joining us. What do you want to say?
Good morning. By the way, you can't do that because it's against the law to run a still. It's against federal law. The other thing is this. What has Tammy Baldwin done? Let's just go on that one for a second. My
sure.
wife had some issues with Social Security and Medicare. And my wife and I contacted Tammy Baldwin's office, and we went through all the rigmarole and all this stuff. It was about the insurance, about Medicare, because I was a, you know, I had wonderful insurance, health insurance through the business that I worked. And why stress Medicare even more? So we took that. Well, they punished her, fined her, and made her, you know, her, you know, disability was almost to the point where it was gone. Tammy Baldwin and her office contacted Social Security and said, why are you doing this? The forms that they sent in, I've got a copy of them, state that she was insured during the time frame and she was being taken care of by an insurance company. So the Social Security finally backed off. Another thing is this, Tammy Baldwin's office, if you call it and ask for some information or ask for her to help, you'll receive an email from her within 72 hours of that phone call, and they will get back to you that quickly. To the contrary, I called Ron Johnson's office over 50 times, 50, and got one phone call back.
Wow.
After the 53rd phone call.
Oh, my God, Charles. Seriously, it took you more than 50 phone calls to get a response.
I'm not surprised.
That's just to get a response. And then the response was total BS. Because it was the propaganda of Ron Johnson.
Yeah, I'm telling you, Charles, this is one of the reasons why I think they don't like Senator Baldwin, is because she makes the rest of them look bad. What are you exactly thinking? What are you thinking responding to your constituents? What are you thinking about actually getting things done on behalf of the people who vote for you? What are you, crazy?
Enjoy.
Thank you. Thank you, Charles. Thank you so much for joining us. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Or you can leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and or Twitter talking about Eric Hovde. And again, this is in 2017, talking about maybe we should not, you know, sell booze anymore. And you can only consume it if you actually make it. As Charles just pointed out, there go my still plans. I can't build my...
Sorry, buddy.
Can't build my still in my backyard. That was a weekend project.
Well, I mean, I guess you just have to rebuild your porch or...
something.
Have a drink and... Oh, no, you can't have a drink. Sorry.
Yeah, no, I'm so not, sorry. Not that.
What am I thinking?
I'll find some cold water somewhere and I'll jump in that. L.A. Tom on the line. Good morning, Tom. What's going on?
Good morning. First off, we the people ultimately are the government, and we must never forget that. We must get money out of politics. Jane, nothing says Wisconsin like banning alcohol,
right? Yeah.
I think instead of my phrase of just say moo for a spotted cow, it's just say boo to Eric Hovde, because what an idiot. Except for I'm sure he'll start wearing a cheese hat, because he probably thinks that's what all Wisconsinites do soon. Or maybe what he'll do after this stunt is he'll get one of those beer drinking things that go on your head.
And oh, yeah. With the, yeah. With the,
right into your head.
Yes, with the tube. With the tube.
What?
He needs to do that while driving a Harley.
Tom, you've totally inspired me. We should make bingo cards for everything that Eric Hovde is going to do to try to prove that he's from Wisconsin.
Every stereotype.
Yes. Oh, and then the free space in the middle is just... And the free space in the middle is Hovde with a beer hat on. That's your free space.
Let me just tell everybody out there, because they probably wonder why I call each day. I care so much about the state of Wisconsin. I grew up in Wisconsin. I left when I went to school in St. Norbert in Green Bay. I don't understand how anybody could say, and I've lived in California for 20 years, but I am so much still a Wisconsinite. This guy can't even figure out what Wisconsinites do. I mean, this guy, I don't get it. I mean, I think I'd have a better shot of running.
I was going to say, you want to run for Senate, Tom?
This guy.
Here's your shot. Well, apparently not living.
I'm sorry.
Not living in the state for many years is not a disqualifier, Tom. So come on in and come on back and just throw your hat in the ring. We really appreciate your input, Tom. Thank you very much. We're running out of time here, so thanks again. 855-75-CIVIC if you want to join the conversation. And you can leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that Elon has ruined. A comment from our friend Scott McKellen. I've usually felt super PACs are part of the problem, but this we've got nothing else super PAC I can get behind.
Where's their money coming from?
We have no money. There is no money. All right. News is on the way next. When we return, she had an opportunity yesterday to meet President Biden, friend of the show. Lou Ann Bird will be here. I hope you will stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I like beer. It helps me unwind, and sometimes it makes me feel mellow.
Makes him feel mellow.
Whiskey's too rough, champagne costs too much. Vodka puts my mouth in gear. While this little refrain should help me explain, as a matter of fact, I like beer.
He likes beer.
Last night I dreamed that I passed from the scene, and I went to a place so sublime. All the water was clear and tasted like beer. Then they turned it all into wine.
Oh.
I like beer. It makes me a jolly good fellow. I like beer. It helps me unwind, and sometimes it makes me feel mellow.
Makes him feel mellow.
Whiskey's too rough, champagne costs too much, vodka puts my mouth in gear.
Well, everybody's heard about the bird. Bird, bird, bird. The bird's a winner. Well, the bird, bird, bird. The bird is a winner. Well, the bird, bird, bird. Well, the bird is a winner. Well, the bird, bird, bird. The bird's a winner. Well, the bird, bird,
good morning and welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Thank you so very, very much for joining us. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. Wherever you're listening across the state, in Hayward or Racine or Oshkosh, you can always call or text at 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream. If you're watching on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter, and also our email, if you ever have a topic or a correction. We had a correction yesterday about ticks, Greg Bach.
What?
And how to get rid of ticks.
Yeah.
Because we talked about
nail polish.
Nail polish and Vaseline, and emailer said, don't do that because that will make the tick regurgitate in you before it backs out, and that leads to potentially even greater infection.
Did they then leave an alternative? No. Well, then clear nail polish it is, and I live with tick puke in me.
We're going to follow up on that. But regardless, if you ever want to contact us, Jane says, J-A-N-E says, Jane says at civicmedia.us. President Biden was in Milwaukee yesterday. He announced $3.3 billion in infrastructure projects for local communities, including $36 million going to Milwaukee for the 6th Street Corridor. She is a friend of our show, and also potentially, it looks like, looking at your website, Lou Ann Bird, you're going to be a candidate again. Lou Ann Bird joins us on the phone. Good morning, my friend.
Oh, good morning, and good morning, listeners. It's been a while.
It has been a while. So I'm looking at your website, louannbird.com. Wisconsin now has fair maps, and I'm an even more competitive seat, Assembly District 61. Statewide, we can flip the Assembly. I am so excited to run again. A formal announcement is coming soon.
Well, you said it very clearly. The maps came out favorably to my district. It's even more 50-50. I think it's 50.8% Republican, which means we can flip it. Not only that, the whole state is now, I just have to say, it's great to run with fair maps, because before it was always at every door. It was like, we have to fix these maps first before we can get anything else done. So now I can go to doors and talk to people about, what is it that you care about? Because we can actually get that done.
Absolutely. So, well,
I'm excited to run, just kind of gathering thoughts and ideas and people, because it's a new day in Wisconsin, and I'm very excited about that.
I think most, you know what, Luann and I genuinely believe that most of Wisconsin, no matter what political side you're on, most people agree it's a good thing. Fair maps are a good thing. Wisconsinites, we don't like people who cheat. And I think the gerrymandering is cheating, and I just don't think the vast majority of us respect that. So very excited to have you on, because you were at President Biden's appearance yesterday and you had the chance to talk to him.
Well, you know, that's very related, because in planning for running this now, I mean, you really are. I'm really starting right away. Planning for that, I thought, well, okay, if I get invited to Joe Biden's thing, and I did, I want to know how he is. I want to know firsthand what I think of Joe Biden. I saw him a couple years back. He was fine. He's very coherent. He's a statesman. He knows what he's talking about. So here we are 2 years later, and there's all this talk that he's too old to run. Well, I thought, well, I want to go. I hope I get to see him. Because when you see him firsthand, you just know the truth.
Yep.
I trust what I see, right? Not right. What other people say, but I trust what I see.
Sure.
And of course, I'm very excited about everything he's gotten done in terms of, you know, the acts that he has passed to bring more local dollars to our communities and into people's pockets, and his fight for women's rights, all the things he's done, and showing up in a war zone and showing up at the union things. I mean, there's a lot of things that I like about Joe Biden, you know, the compassion that he has. So I went with the idea that I want to see this president talk. I want to see him in the room. And it turned out to be a pretty small number of people. So, yes, I got to, so I get in the room, I get there, and it's not an official speech. They opened an office in downtown Milwaukee, and he was there to greet those of us who are big-time volunteers.
Sure.
And supporters in one way or another. So, you know, there's about 100, maybe 150 people in the room, and he gets done, and he's moving around, and he's talking to people. He's not just shaking their hand and taking a picture.
Right.
He's reading our little comments that we put on these cards, and he's listening to everybody's stories, and it was very exciting to be there.
I bet it
so
was.
Finally, he comes around, and now he's like one person away from me, and I'm like, oh, my gosh. I am going to get to meet I might get to meet the president. I didn't think about what I was going to say. What would you say, Jane, if you were going to meet the president? Do you have something like rolling in your head that you got ready?
No, I would be completely, I would have to think about it and prepare something so I wouldn't make a fool out of myself.
Well, you know, I just went with what I do when I knock on doors. I just was honest. So here he comes, he grabbed my hand and he's shaking it. And I said, Mr. President, I knocked on 4,000 doors last time and I plan to do that again. And he opens his arms and he gets that whoa look in his eyes. And he just grabs me and hugs me. And I mean, just a big, warm, empathetic, grateful. He said, thank you. He hugged me. And then we kind of rocked back. And we, you know, then I got to, you know, share with him a few things, and it was an exciting moment to think that I got to talk to the president and share with him how important the work that he's doing is, and to get a hug like that because he appreciates us. But it wasn't just that, Jane. It was watching as he walked around. I texted you some pictures and talked to everybody in the room. There's just nothing like the integrity that I saw there, and it answered any question that anyone might have if they ask me. Is he fit? Absolutely. Not only is he fit, he has done so much for us, and he will continue to do that. So I woke up this morning, and I always do my grandchildren thing. I go there and take them to school. I said, kids, I had this dream last night that I got a hug from the President of the United States. Oh, it wasn't a dream.
That's really cool. Luann Bird is our guest. She is a friend of the show and also running for the newly drawn 61st Assembly District.
Assembly District.
She was able to meet President Biden yesterday during his appearance in Milwaukee, where he announced more money coming to Wisconsin and, in this case, to Milwaukee specifically. What I find so interesting, Luann, about the criticism of President Biden is that he hasn't accomplished anything. He hasn't done anything. And yet when these specific MAGA Republicans go back to their districts, they all brag about this money that they brought back to their districts through the infrastructure law, which none of them voted for. So either he's completely incompetent and he doesn't get anything done and he's overspending our money, or he is doing things for communities, which then these elected officials want to go back to their constituents and brag about.
I know. I don't know about other people, but I was worried when COVID happened and when President Biden got elected. I was hopeful, but I was also worried that our economy was now going to tank because this affected so many people and so many businesses. And instead, you know, President Biden figured out how to create jobs, and he worked across the aisle. They worked together to create the infrastructure bill, and they got that done. And he also implemented the Recovery Act, which gave us the resources. It gave our schools the resources, our local communities, the resources we needed to move things forward. And on top of all of that, you know, he shows up in a war zone, which no other president has ever done, and he's advocating for a ceasefire there. He shows up at victims' homes sometimes, and he touches my heart with the way he runs the country. It certainly reflects my values, and I think it reflects other people's. But moving forward, that's what we care about, right? So if he's done all of this, I don't understand how anyone would want the other guy who's running.
We do have a clip from Luann, from President Biden from yesterday, talking about the infrastructure bill and what I was just talking about, MAGA Republicans who did not vote for it, and then going back to their districts and saying, "Look what I did for you." Let's play that clip.
My predecessor's ally and his allies in Congress, including your Senator Ron Johnson, he voted against the infrastructure law that funds this project.
Yeah, he voted against it. He, at least as far as I know, has not come back and said, "Look what I did."
No.
But there have certainly been others. No. Elise Stefanik from New York State just did this.
Yeah.
Bragging about all this money that is going to her district, which, again, she did not vote for.
One of the politicians up north by the Blotnick Bridge is
it Tiffany?
Possibly, yeah. One of them is saying, like, look, we brought this money back. No, you didn't. You didn't bring any of that money back.
Right.
This is not you.
You didn't do this. You voted against this.
Yeah.
Why do you get to claim credit for it now? If you're just joining us, Luann Bird is our guest. She is running for the 61st Assembly District, and she was in Milwaukee yesterday when President Biden stopped by and had the chance to meet him. I think you mentioned something really, really important, Luann, in President Biden's ability to actually connect with people and listen to people. Mm-hmm. And you and I have met enough people over the years where, you know, you get the cursory handshake, nice to meet you, and they move on. President Biden actually listens to people.
He did. He did. Not only that, I feel like he's helping me get elected because he took the time to listen to what I cared about. He took the time for me to get to know him, so I can go out there and knock on doors for him, and I can tell the voters in this district what's real and what's true. Because that's what matters are the voters. We have to pay attention to that. And by going door to door, you know, you brought up what other people are saying, which isn't the truth. The way to change that and combat that is to build relationships with people at the doors. And that's what I do. And that's why I went. And so I feel like I'm armed and prepared now to go out and talk to voters about all of the Democrats up and down the ticket that this time around we really need if we're going to get women's rights, right?
Yes.
If we're going to continue the direction, upward direction on the economy, if we're going to continue with voting rights and not the suppression of the vote, like what's coming up right now in Wisconsin where they're putting a constitutional amendment.
Yes.
Because some extreme policy that would limit voting. So, yeah.
We have one more.
Really a great day in Wisconsin.
We have one more clip from President Biden from yesterday talking about inflation.
Wages are rising faster than prices, and now we have among the lowest inflation rates of any country in America, and we're still fighting to lower it even further.
It is still an issue, obviously, and we all talk about this, but comparatively, when we look at the rest of the world, because again, this was a global pandemic that affected all of us.
Mm-hmm.
There are other countries that have much higher inflation rates. And what I find amazing is Donald Trump just hosted Viktor Orban from Hungary, who is their authoritarian dictator now, giving him all this credit for being such a great leader. The inflation rate in Hungary is 26%.
Yeah. I mean, the inflation is gone down and down. We've done so much. We've staved off
recession.
We've staved off so many things. And once again, it just comes down to, we've talked about before, the economy is doing fantastic. Just because the economy isn't giving you everything you want doesn't mean the economy is doing poorly.
Well, and I think we need to talk to, and we'll probably get around to this tomorrow, Greg Bach, about shrinkflation.
Oh, yeah.
This is absolutely a thing.
Yes.
This exists. It is happening. I had a shocking incident with a croissant a couple of weeks ago.
At an unnamed coffee shop.
I thought it was a mini muffin. It was so tiny. Anyway, Luann, do you have time to hang on for a second?
One more thing.
Do you have time to hang on? Great.
Yes, I do.
We will return if you want to join the show, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. We're coming to you across the vast Civic Media Radio Network. Thank you so very, very much for joining us. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha, wherever you are in the state. You can join us, call or text 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on the live stream if you're watching on Facebook, YouTube, or the platform that Elon has ruined. Excited to have our guest with us. Luann Bird is running for the 61st Assembly District now that we have new maps in Wisconsin, and she had an opportunity yesterday to meet with President Biden when he was here. Luann, we have a question from Tom in L.A. He said, how do you run for office when it costs so much?
Oh, that's a really great question. And it's way too much.
Yeah.
It shouldn't cost that much. But when people care about the issues, the last time I ran, when I was running on, you know, disability issues and women's rights and public education and gun safety, making our streets and schools safer. There were enough people that cared that they poured money into my campaign and from all over the country, because it does take a lot of money to run. But if that's the case, if I could change it, wave a magic wand,
yeah,
I would say let's, you know, fix that. But in the moment, if you're a good candidate and if you care and if what you're running on aligns with other people's values, people from all over the country will support my campaign because it's exciting. I run on a civility platform. I run on a let's fix the broken political system. That doesn't mean we can actually get more done that way.
Yep. Well,
so the money was outrageous and it will continue to be there.
And for someone like you,
as a barrier.
Well, right. And for someone like you, who I'm assuming is not independently wealthy, shocking, you mm-hmm. need those small dollar donors. They really do make a difference and it really does add up. And I just want to remind folks, because I've been in this business for so long and done many charity efforts. And you know, if you can contribute, seriously, $5 is great. $500 is great. A dollar is great.
When I worked for the Obama campaign in 2008, we had our biggest donors were like small dollar donors. They were given like
$20. even
50
less.
Cents. Like, seriously, they would send in coins. They would send in dollars. They would send in $5, whatever they. And there was so much money gathered from those small, small dollar donors, yeah, who weren't expecting a handshake or a picture. They just wanted to see something happen. So everything you can give, and if that's a little bit, it's still a good amount.
And I think, Luann, you made a really good point. When you were campaigning last time on the civility platform, which is brilliant, and because it was so unusual, I'm just going to go knock on doors and be nice to people and not insult them. What a shocking concept.
And talk about what's important to them and how we can work together to get that done, and how I have been successful at that. When I was fighting for handicap access for my husband, who was paralyzed 34 years ago, and continue to do that. You know, you learn some things when you face some challenges in life, especially if you successfully maneuver them, which is what Phil and I have done and are still having to do, unfortunately. It's
right.
A lifelong journey here for people with disabilities. But it can translate those skills and the beliefs. It's what people want. They're getting so turned off from normal negative politics that it is refreshing to say that. It also doesn't mean it's that civility isn't passive. It's not that you sit back and do nothing. You just don't have to call names. You know, you can call people out for their views. You know, but, you know, in the end of the day, I'll still have a cup of coffee with him. I went and met Robin Voss and I went to Bob Donovan's swearing in after he was sworn in, because doggone, he's my representative and I got 49% of the vote, and that matters. And he did. He listened to me. He, you know, we made a little bit of change, but not near the change that we can make if I can win this time and the other seats can go to Democrats. And it does cost money. Last time I was endorsed by Bill Penzi, who has an awesome cooking and spice business.
Sure.
And he really can frame the issues well about what was happening to us. And I was so humbled by the 480 donors who in just a couple of days from across the country were able to, like you said, Greg, in small dollar donations, raise $10,000 for me. It was an amazing journey to do that. People who care about cooking and care about civility, who care about the environment and women's rights. And it's a touching experience to. I feel like I'm giving them an opportunity to create change. And that's why I like running. That's why I like doing what I do. Let's change things. It's not me. I'm the candidate. It's us together that can make a movement. I do want to go back to something, though, Greg, that you guys had talked about. And that's the economy. You can talk all you want about high numbers or low numbers and what's been going right in that way. But in the end, the question I want people to ask is, are they better off today than they were 4 years ago? And there's just no way you can say no. Yes, prices are up. That is a downside, you know, and we have to continue to work on inflation. Mm-hmm. But it would have been a lot worse.
Yeah.
I can guarantee you that. And for the most part, you know, if you have investments, those are up. You know, the gas prices have remained relatively low. I mean, there's a lot of good that came out of this administration, and we need to keep that going.
Well, so, and some of the things, too,
are you better off?
Some of the things, too, Luann, that the President Biden has instituted do not have instantaneous next day, next week results. These things take a little longer, like all of these infrastructure dollars going into these communities. These things take a little bit longer for the regular person to start feeling the benefits.
Yeah, some areas I don't think people feel like we're advancing are in. Number one, safety. We still have mass shootings. We still have no ban on assault rifles. We still have an inordinate amount of people taking their lives with guns that they shouldn't have. And we're not addressing some of the mental health issues. Some of the top priorities that I heard when I knocked on doors last month, 2 years ago, are still there. There's still issues that we really need to address.
Yep.
And, you know, we may have made some progress on women's rights in this state, but you still are forcing a woman to have an ultrasound when she's pregnant against her will if you want to get an abortion. I mean, there are some really serious concerns that the voters in this district told me about. when I was running and that I share.
Luann, thank you so very much for joining us and sharing your experience meeting President Biden yesterday. Best of luck in your campaign. We will definitely be talking to you again. Luann Bird has been our guest. Thank you so very much. News is coming up next. And then when we return, public service announcement, Dr. Kristen Lyerly. If you have a question for the doctor, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Stay close. This is Matt Nair on air on the Civic Media Radio Network.